Welcome to the Goddess Power Show with Elizabeth Ann Atkins, the podcast for women exploring traditionally taboo topics as a portal to your power to live bigger, better, and bolder and manifest your heart's wildest desires.
What if you go to a party and you notice somebody who looks so spectacular and you're just drawn to go talk to them? That's what happened with me and Shantae today, because her eye makeup is so gorgeous.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, I can't stop staring at you. And guess what? She did herself. So she is a very talented performer. She's about to sing at the Socialite Detroit holiday party where we are right now. And she certainly looks the part because it's glamorous, it's gorgeous, and I can't wait to hear the mindset behind you putting on your best face, literally, to come out into the world at a beautiful party. Can you talk about that, Shantae?
You know, it's really important that we shine for ourselves. When I am going somewhere that's a special occasion, or if I'm out to perform, I have the option of going with no makeup. I have the option of just kind of showing up. But what does that do for me? I have to feel the part so that I can portray the part and really bring forth the energy that I want, depending on what I'm doing. So when I'm singing, I want to be able to put forth that energy so that it's in the atmosphere. And a part of that, not all of it, but a part of it has to do with the aesthetic. And so if I feel a certain way, it helps me to bring that out. And I think that's true for anything. I think people who go through depression, they'll tell you a lot of times that when I got up out of bed after 3 days and took a shower, that just helped me to feel better, right? When I put on makeup, which I do not wear every day, but when I put on makeup, I feel elegant. I feel sexy. I feel feminine, right? And so it's important. I don't think it's about being conceited or vanity. I think it's important. It's an important part of self-care, whatever that looks like for you. It doesn't have to be makeup. It's different things for different people. But I think those things that help us to feel better about ourselves and feel empowered are really important, and we can't lose sight of them, even though it can be hard. Sometimes putting on that face, it kind of works in the reverse, and it helps the inside feel better as opposed to the inside feeling better and then, you know, on the outside. So it just works all together, I think.
Well, I love it, I love it. So here's another thing that blew my mind after I started talking about her gorgeous makeup. I said, did you do it yourself? And she said, yes. And I said, how'd you learn? How did you learn?
YouTube. Lots of YouTube, buying makeup, messing up, practicing some more, pictures that no one will ever see, lots of practice in YouTube.
It's mind-blowing because it's more than a notion to try to put on some makeup and not walk out looking like the Joker in Batman.
The Goddess Power Show with Elizabeth Ann Atkins is sponsored by Two Sisters Writing and Publishing, celebrating and showcasing diverse writers with memoirs, business books, novels, erotic fiction, and monthly writing contests, whose winners get published in international anthologies. Read all about it, along with best-selling books, short stories, and the blog at twosisterswriting.com. You can even apply to publish your book on the Two Sisters Writing and Publishing global platform. Writing is power. Activate it with the power of your pen. Thank you, sponsors, for supporting the Goddess Power Show with Elizabeth Ann Atkins.
Okay, now let's talk about you being an artist and performing and looking your best as a performer.
I think for me, being an artist, it's all about the feeling. It's not about fame or notoriety, or I want to, you know, I'm not trying to be the next Beyonce, or I love Beyonce, but that's not my goal. I felt the calling a long time ago. I feel like that spirit gave me that gift, and my goal is just to share it. I feel like I am fulfilling my purpose when I sing. I feel like I'm doing what I'm meant to do, and I think that's really important.
Shantae, I can't wait to hear you sing. I know it's going to make me have chills from head to toe. You're welcome. So is there anything you'd like to share with people, especially women, about embracing their inner and outer beauty and also expressing their creative genius?
In a nutshell, please understand that it's okay to be who you are, exactly the way you are, and where you are in your current season. I sit in a bigger body. Bigger bodies are not always received. They're not always accepted. There can be judgment that comes along with that. And what I would say is, this is the body that I wake up with every morning and lay down with every night. And if I don't love that body, then I can't expect anybody else to. And so the things that I do to love on this body, to work with this body, to exercise this body, to put wonderful things into this body, are because I know that it is good for my body. The question that you always have to ask yourself is, what is your healthy? What does that look like for you? Because it's different for different people. If your healthy is going to the gym 5 days a week, then do it. If your healthy is healing your addiction to food, by all means, go through the process. If your healthy is making sure that your mental health is on par so you make better choices overall, then by all means, go for it. But no one can define that but you. So be creative. Whatever spark you have, let it loose. Don't worry about the judgment, because at the end of the day, it's your life.
Well, that's a mic drop, okay? I don't need to say anything else. Shantae, you are amazing. Amazing. I am so grateful. I kind of feel like I just went to church. Even better, a TED Talk. I wish you the absolute best success in everything. Thank you. You're going to touch so many lives by what you just said. Because my whole body, my soul is like leaping up and out. Thank you. Oh my gosh. Well, I don't need to say anything else. Shantae, where can we hear your music?
I'm sorry?
Where can we hear your music?
Well, I'm kind of in transition right now. I've always been a live singer in the city of Detroit, and I'm transitioning to studio work. So I'm kind of in that phase, but pretty soon you'll be hearing from me.
Are you on Instagram?
I am on Instagram. I am on Facebook.
What are you on Instagram?
On Instagram, my name is Diva Journey.
Of course it is. That's perfect. I love it. Diva Journey on Instagram. Okay, excellent. So we're going to follow you. So when you do your studio work, we can learn about how to hear you. Okay, and support you. Okay, awesome. You're welcome. All right, Diva Journey on Instagram, okay? All right, Shantae, remember that name, because she's amazing. As a motivational speaker, as a makeup artist, and as a singer, okay? You're welcome. So I'm Elizabeth Ann Adkins with the Goddess Power Show. I want you to visit thegoddesspowershow.com, listen to the audio version of my podcast, and also watch all the YouTube interviews, including this one, and share it with anybody who needs to know her words of wisdom that she just shared. And I wish you the best, because Goddess, you need to remember that you have the power to live your wildest dreams. So go for it.
So is the Goddess Power Show with Elizabeth Ann Adkins inspiring you to live bigger, better, and bolder, and manifest your heart's desires? Then please subscribe, rate, review, and share the podcast to help more women experience these life-shifting ideas. You can also watch the Goddess Power Show with Elizabeth Ann Adkins on YouTube. you'll find the link at thegoddesspowershow.com. While you're on the website, read the blog and see how Elizabeth Retreats can help you activate your female superpowers and make magic happen in your life. Enjoy her novels and don't miss her latest book, The Biss Tribe, Activating Your Goddess Power by Elizabeth Ann Atkins. Find it all at thegoddesspowershow.com to rock your realm from a throne of power, wearing a crown of confidence to manifest your heart's greatest desires. Remember, Goddess, you have the power.